A snowstorm like no other. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The death toll from the weekend blizzard in western New York now stands at 28 after it stranded motorists, knocked out power, and prevented emergency crews from reaching those in distress. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the National Guard is assisting with search and rescue.
We had over 550 rescues transporting people all over, people from out of town who had no idea what they're in for. It's extraordinary.
President Biden authorizing federal support for New York State on Monday. Meanwhile, Southwest Airlines canceling thousands of flights due to effects of the massive winter storm. Here's Southwest Airlines Senior Director Jay McVeigh explaining the situation.
As the storm continued to sweep across the country, it continued to impact many of our larger stations, and so the cancellations just compiled one after another to 100, to 150, to 1,000. With those cancellations and as a result, we end up with flight crews and airplanes that are out of place and not in the cities that they need to be in to continue to run our operations.
FlightAware says around 8,000 flights were delayed and close to 4,000 flights were canceled within, in, or out of the U.S. on Monday. Burglars vandalizing power grid substations in Washington state over the weekend, leaving thousands without electricity. Federal officials say this type of attack has turned into a dangerous trend. Fox's Alexis McAdams has the story.
Crews out in the Pacific Northwest working around the clock to restore power after yet another attack on the nation's power grid, this time knocking out power for thousands of people just southeast of Tacoma, Washington, after police say vandals broke into at least four substations on Christmas and destroyed essential equipment. Back in November, at least a half dozen power substations out in southern Washington and nearby Oregon were also targeted.
No arrests yet for the latest attack. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Christmas Eve bus crash in Spain killing several people. Fox's Jared Halpern has more.
A seventh body has been recovered from a river in northwestern Spain after a bus plunged about 100 feet from a bridge into a river on Christmas Eve. Two other passengers were injured in that crash. Authorities are still trying to determine the cause of the accident, though another motorist reported a broken railing on the bridge as he drove in heavy rain. The driver tested negative for alcohol and drugs and has been released from a hospital. Other surviving passengers are still hospitalized.
National retail sales reportedly up this holiday season. Fox's Lillian Wu explains.
U.S. retail sales, excluding automotive, increased 7.6% this holiday season compared to last year, according to MasterCard Spending Pulse, which is not adjusted for inflation. A senior advisor for MasterCard says this season looked different from recent years, with consumers diversifying their holiday spending to accommodate rising prices. They also spent more for experiences and festive gatherings post-pandemic, with restaurants, for instance, seeing a 15.1% boost. Online sales continued to grow, up 10.6% from the same period last year, and Black Friday remains at the top spot.
An Alabama newborn has a very unique birthday.
Lennon Scott now shares her birthday with both of her parents. The Huntsville Hospital for Women and Children, saying in a Facebook post, Cassidy and Dylan Scott welcome their daughter Lennon on December 18th. The hospital saying it's a 1 in 133,000 chance of the mother, father, and baby all sharing the same birthday. Cassidy had actually gone into labor on the 17th, but Lennon wasn't born until 12:30 a.m. on the 18th.
That's Fox's Monica DeLuca. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.